Hi everyone, welcome to Block Shots. My name is Gautam Dhameja, and in this episode, I'm going to talk about signing. Generally, signing is the process of associating your identity with information which you are sending to someone. Let's take an example. When you fill a form in a public office, you generally sign at the end of that form by putting your signature or your initials or your name or something like that. What it means is that you are associating your identity, that you are the person who has actually filled up the information in that particular form. This is very important for people to know that something is actually authentically coming from your side. In the physical world, the signing process is what I just described. In the digital world, we used cryptography to actually sign the data. The process of cryptographic signing is something like this. So first of all, you take the data and hash it. Hashing is a process of deriving fixed length strings from arbitrary length data. I actually explained hashing in the previous episode of the podcast. Feel free to check it out. So first of all, you hash the data, and then the output of that hashing process, which is the hash of this particular data, is encrypted using the private key of the sender. So if I'm sending data to someone and I want to sign that data, I would first hash it, then encrypt that hash with my private key. Now this encrypted hash, which is the ciphertext of the hash, I will then append at the end of the data, similar to how I would sign in a physical document at the end. So here I'm actually appending the hash at the end. And then I would send this, all of these two things, across to the receiver, the data and the signature, which is the encrypted hash of the document. Now, when the receiver receives it, he needs to verify whether the data is coming from my side or not. So this is the process of verification of the digital signature. First of all, he would decrypt that signature using my public key. Now, that is basically how it works in public key cryptography, that one key is used for encryption and the other key could be used for decryption. So in this particular case, the public key will be used for decrypting the hash. And then the receiver would hash the document, the data part of it, at their end. And they just have to verify or validate that these two hashes are matching. If they are, then the document is signed by me because the hash was decrypted by my public key. So that's the process of verification of cryptographic signatures. Now, let's talk about how is signing used in blockchains. So in the context of blockchains, signing is basically used for verification of transactions in blocks. So all the transactions sent by the users are verified based on their signatures. That means all the transactions must be signed by the users. And all the blocks produced by miners or validators, they are signed by their respective miners and validators. And they are verified by all other nodes into the blockchain. So both the transactions and the blocks must be signed and verified by the network. So that is how signing is used in blockchains. Now, there is one particular thing that I actually wanted to point out while describing signing in the context of blockchains. So there is a big misconception. Sometimes people say that all the data in a blockchain is encrypted. This is not really true in the sense that all the data on a blockchain is actually signed by someone or the other. Like the transactions are signed by the users, the blocks are signed by the producers, but they're not encrypted, not necessarily. And signing and encryption are completely different things. Signing does use encryption to encrypt the text, the hash output of the document. But signing and encryption are used for two different things completely. Signing is for associating your identity, like I mentioned before. And encryption is for hiding data. So they have completely different use cases and they are two different things. And all the data on a blockchain is not encrypted. It is signed. Well, that was about signing, what it is, how it works, the signing process and the verification process, and how it is used in blockchains. Thank you for listening. Please do not forget to subscribe to the podcast and stay tuned for the next episodes. Ciao.